and backbones and ribs.
Uh-huh. And what don't you eat? What do you throw away?
Well, we throw away the lights and the entrails. That's all.
Some people eat the entrails.
Well,
part.
I don't.
Did you know that? I mean, do you know what those
yes,
are called?
Yes, I know they do.
What do they call that when they
guts.
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever hear of people eating the stomach of an animal?
No.
Or the intestines?
Well, they say they clean them out, you know, and turn them and they fix wings, don't they, with them?
Uh-huh. Yeah. But this some people eat them fried too.
Well, I don't. Yeah. Miss Molin did, didn't she? Chitlin.
Yeah, that's what I was getting
chitlin.
At. Yeah, that's what I meant. Now, if how would you call call the cows in from the pasture?
Well, I just get out here and say, "Sue, cow."
Okay. And how do you make her stand still at milking time? What do you say?
Well, we have a box out there, and we got a chain. She's got a chain around her neck, and we just hook her up there, and she stands.
Oh.
So we milk her.
But
she'll stand without milk, without chaining her up, but usually chain her.
What would you say to her, though, if you wanted to kind of calm her down?
I'd say, sorry.
Okay. And how do they call calves? Have you ever?
Calves?
Yeah.
Just like I do a cow.
Just a sook, the same,
yeah.
The same thing. How about, now, calls to mules or horses to make them turn left or right?
You say it, whoa and gee and haw,
yeah.
Get up.
Okay. How do you make a horse back up?
You just tell him to back.
Okay. Now, called if a horse is out in the pasture, what might you call to him?
Well, the one we've got now, I just call her and call Pearl and she comes on.
Uh-huh.
But you can... Some of them you can whistle for.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did you ever hear them say anything else, though, something like, they wouldn't say sook to a horse, but something else?
Well, we just tell them to come here.
Did you ever hear cope?
Yeah, cope, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Calls to pigs at feeding time.
We just say piggy.
Okay, just once? Just how a piggy, or?
Well, you have some time.
Okay, how would you do that now? If you were, just give me, how would
piggy,
you?
Piggy, piggy!
Okay, that's good. Okay. That's fine. Now, how about calls to sheep?
Well, they just say sheepy, sheepy.
And calls to chickens?
Yeah, chicken.
Let's say, now, how would you do that now if you get the chicken?
Chicken!
Okay. And if you wanted to get the horses ready for plowing or driving, you'd say he has to go out and do what to the horses? He has to...
Have to do what?
Well, to get the horse ready to either for plowing or driving, you know.
They have to put the harness on him.
Yeah.
Have to harness him up.
Right.
Hitch him up to the plow.
Yeah, and the things you hold on to are called the...
Plow handles.
They come from the horse, though.
Oh, the lines.
And...
Check lines.
All right, and when you're in a buggy, you'd call them... Might be
check lines, I guess.
Just call them lines all around.
How about when you're riding on a horse? Would you still call them lines?
You'd hold a bridle.
Mm-hmm. And what comes back from the bridle?
Nothing on the bridle.
You'd call it the bridle rather than calling it, say, bridle reins.
Bridle reins, yeah.
All right. And the things you put your feet in are the
stirrups.
And when you're plowing with two horses. What do you call the horse on the left that walks in the furrow?
Call him a lead horse, right?
Lead horse.
All right. Did you when you plowed with oxen? Did you have names for the would you call it the lead oxen? When you plowed with oxen, did you use two oxen for plowing, or would you just use one? I suppose. Huh?
Oh, use one, use two.
Did they ever talk about the lead oxen?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he always had a lead oxen.
I see.
Uh-huh.